So we just begin by settling in . You know, we try to find a position that feels comfortable. But it's important to remember that we're not seeking to avoid discomfort. You know, sometimes the body's uncomfortable. But we approach the practice by attempting to become comfortable in the position that we've chosen, and we make adjustments. We notice if the body feels balanced from left to right. Does it feel supported? And that process of getting comfortable is the first step in beginning to sense, right? What's here? Do I feel balanced? Is there any body part that could use a little adjustment? You know, often it's the low back or the back of the neck that we might be able to, you know, wiggle a little bit, or maybe we adjust how the hands are placed so they feel like they're equidistant from the body or comfortably resting on the body. The position is less important than the process. Sensing. And what a comfortable position does is it allows us to be available. Available for whatever arises during this time of practice. And if discomfort arises, we have options. The suggestion is to not move initially. So if the body becomes uncomfortable, we might just notice there's a desire to move. And sometimes that impulse to move is an attempt to sort of wiggle away from something that's bubbling up to the surface. It's just a habitual pattern of getting away from. And so the suggestion is to just pause and sense what's present, rather than impulsively reacting to it. And then it may be that it just makes sense to move. You know, a part of the body's fallen asleep. We're not accustomed to holding our bodies still for long periods of time. That's perfectly fine to adjust your position. And as you settle in, you might notice, is there anything that arises that takes the form of an intention for your practice? Is there anything in particular that's calling to you? And just listening. Letting go of any preconceived idea of what you might want to get out of your practice. But right now, in this moment, just sensing, what is it that's seeking to emerge? What is it that wants to be seen or felt or experienced? You know, maybe it's just a digestive process of all this information and change that we're all dealing with right now. Maybe it's just a desire to take a break and rest. whatever it is, just sensing if there's any particular intention for this practice. And then just planting it like a seed and letting it go. There's nothing you need to do. What will unfold naturally. But sometimes an intention will help to shape or hold our practice. And sensing what feels like the heart's deepest longing. What is it that feels most important in this moment? Just listening for the response. What is it? This part of our practice where we just come into alignment with that which is most important. For all of us, it's very easy to get seduced into all of the media, hype, all of the drama that's around us. All of the distractions. So we just take a moment in our practice to realign. Just sensing ourselves being drawn toward that which is most important. And there's nothing you need to do. It takes care of itself. Just letting yourself be taken by that which you love. And sensing your inner sanctuary, your inner resource, whatever it is that allows you to access viscerally a feeling of safety, a feeling of security, a feeling of being able to let down your guard. It could be imagining yourself in a place or with a person, with an animal, with an object. It could be remembering a time or a place where you felt really at ease. It could just be the feeling right now as you're resting comfortably. And using whatever sensory materials available to you. Are there any images? Are there any sounds? Are there any smells? Are there any tastes that you can access that will allow this feeling of safety to be very vivid? Maybe your inner sanctuary is a little blanket fort that you constructed when you were a child under the table. You can put yourself there right now and you can see the table legs. You can smell whatever's present in that room. It's just an example. It may be something completely different. We take time in each practice to cultivate and revisit our inner resource. So it becomes very accessible. So at any time during the practice, you can just sense this feeling of being safe with ourselves. But even more importantly, over time, as we cultivate our inner resource, it becomes very available. So at any time, during the day or during the night, when the phone rings with bad news, when things aren't going the way we would like them to be going, in a single breath, we can drop right in. And it takes time. And it could be that the whole practice is just devoted to tuning into this feeling and developing it. Or you might attune to the body, just sensing whatever is present in the body in this moment. Just the whole body. This feeling of the body resting in a comfortable position. Noticing where attention might be spontaneously drawn. Just noting any parts of the body that are calling attention to themselves. Nothing we need to do. Just feeling. And then we move attention through the body. We're not trying to relax the body. We're not trying to do anything. Just feeling whatever is present as a body part is named. Just sensing the soles of the feet, just the feeling of the soles of the feet. Maybe there's a texture in contact with the soles of the feet, the texture of a sock or the texture of a blanket. Maybe the feet are resting on the ground and the contact of the feet with the ground. Just the feeling of the soles of the feet. The feeling of the tops of the feet. Maybe sensing whether the feet feel cold or warm, whether each foot experiences the same temperature, one warmer or cooler than the other. Just the feeling of the feet. A feeling of the ankles, just as they are. The sense of the lower legs, the left and the right. The feeling of the knees, backs of the knees, the tops of the knees. Maybe the knees are bent, maybe they're elongated. And trading thinking for sensing, rather than thinking about the knees or getting involved in some story about the knees, just the sensation of the knees in this moment. The feeling of the upper legs. And the buttocks, the hips. Just sensing the whole left leg, the whole left leg from the toes to the left hip. The feeling of the left leg. And then the feeling of the right leg from the toes to the hip. Just as it is, right leg. Sensation might be vivid, it might be dull. Doesn't matter. Feeling the left leg, feeling the right leg, and feeling legs as one unit of sensation, one region of sensation, legs. Perhaps sensing the aliveness of the legs, certain pulsation or vibration that we call legs. I'm feeling the base of the torso. Feeling of the perineum, the feeling of the sexual organs, the reproductive organs, the organs of elimination, the organs of digestion. Maybe there's a feeling of movement as digestion is happening, or some gurgling. The feeling of the very base of the spine, the tailbone, and the feeling of the triangular sacrum. This whole lower portion of the body, lower portion of the torso. Feeling of the belly, the feeling of the solar plexus just below the ribs. Feeling of this bony structure of the rib cage wrapping around from front to back. Enclosing the heart and the lungs. Perhaps feeling the beating of the heart. Sensing the mid-back, sensing the upper back. And the feeling of the shoulders, the left shoulder, the right shoulder. Sensing just the left shoulder and sensing the left upper arm. The feeling of the elbow on the left side. The lower arm. The left wrist. The palm of the left hand. The back of the left hand. Each of the fingers in turn, the thumb, the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, the small finger. Sensing each of the fingers on the left hand, these unique regions of sensation. And sensing the hand as a whole, just the vibratory resonance of hand, left hand, left arm, left shoulder, left armpit. And feeling over to the right side, the right shoulder, shoulder blade, the right upper arm, the elbow on the right side, the lower arm, the right wrist. Rather than visualizing or remembering right arm, just experiencing the palm of the right hand, just as it is, the back of the right hand. Each of the fingers, the thumb, the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, the small finger. It's the aliveness of each finger and the whole right hand, the whole right arm. The feeling of the collarbones and the throat, this hollow tube of the throat, the feeling of the back of the neck, sensing where the back of the neck comes in contact with the skull, the feeling of the back of the head, the feeling of the crown of the head. The forehead. The temples. The eyes resting in the cavernous eye sockets. Feeling of the nose, the sensation of the skin draped over the cheekbones, contours of the outer ears funneling into the inner tubes of the ears, all the sensations that we call mouth, the lips, upper and lower, gums. Teeth, perhaps the space between the upper teeth and the lower teeth, the roof of the mouth, the floor of the mouth, insides of the cheeks, feeling of the very tip of the tongue, the little depression in the center of the tongue, all the way down to the root of the tongue, the whole mouth, the whole head, neck, the throat, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet, the whole body resting in a position of ease. Letting go of even the slightest bit of attention used to sense the body. Just resting. Just being. The simplicity of being, nothing complicated. Just resting and being available to whatever may arise, a passing sensation or a thought or an emotion. Open availability, unfocused, undirected. Nothing to look for, nothing to create. Nothing to get rid of. The feeling of the breath as the breath blows like a breeze through open space. The feeling of the inhalation, the feeling of the exhalation, the breath breathing itself. Perhaps sensing the breath in the rise and fall of the belly. As the belly swells and recedes. Perhaps the feeling of breath in the chest. As the lungs spread and open with the inhalation, draw in with the exhalation. The feeling of the breath as it passes through the throat. The feeling of each inhalation, each exhalation as it flows through the nostrils. And sensing, is the inhalation longer or is the exhalation longer? Perhaps adding just the softest little bit of counting. So as the inhalation arrives, counting 1, 2, 3, 4. And then as the exhalation flows, just measuring the length of the inhalation and the length of the exhalation. Is the inhalation longer? Is the exhalation longer? Or are they the same length? And then very politely inviting the exhalation to lengthen. So if the inhalation is a count of four and the exhalation is a count of four, maybe it's possible to allow the exhalation to be a count of six without forcing, without pushing the breath. Just allowing the exhalation to be long and full and complete. So the exhalation is a little bit longer, even if the exhalation already was longer. See if it can be lengthened a little bit more without efforting. Just inviting a nice, long, complete exhalation. And the inhalation just naturally arising. Accompanying that exhalation all the way to its dissolution. And just feeling the natural rising of the inhalation. Breath just breathing itself and letting go of even the slightest attention that's needed to sense the breath, just resting. Not doing anything. Breath breathing, body resting. And maybe there's some curiosity about this question we discussed. This question of the idea of contagion, of either being contagious or wondering if those around you might be contagious. This sense of wariness, looking at others, wondering. Just opening up to this notion of contagion and being present for whatever arises. Attuning to the body, attuning to the breath. Perhaps the response is very subtle. Perhaps it's very apparent. Maybe there's no response at all. What's present as this notion of contagion is contemplated? There's a particular part of the body that responds. Maybe there's an emotion. Maybe there's an image or a memory. or even a sound. Just being open to whatever, being curious. And attuning to the feeling of breath, the feeling of the inhalation, the feeling of the exhalation a little bit longer than the inhalation, the feeling of the body resting. And then just letting go of any effort to do anything. Just the feeling of being here. Just the simple feeling of being. So natural. Whatever is, just as it is. Sensations of body, sensations of breath, emotions, thoughts, everything welcomed. Everything as it is. Nothing to change, nothing to fix, nothing to figure out or understand. Nowhere to go. No one even to be, just being. So simple. The simple feeling of being. And the feeling of the deepest longing of the heart. Sensing it now and letting it go. pure being, unaffected by the contents of the mind, by the coming and going of thoughts. Pure being expressed in the flow of the breath, the sensations of body, this body here resting, just sensing as the body begins to return to a more alert state. Perhaps the breath deepens and small movements arise, taking all the time as our practice of Yoga Nidra together comes to an end. I'm present for this period of reorchestration. Just sensing moment to moment. Our formal practice ends, but the practice itself continues on. There's nothing we have to do. Thank you.